now to North Queensland, where uncertainty about federal government disaster funding is delaying cyclone recovery. Cyclone Ita crossed the coast near Cooktown nearly 3 weeks ago and then travelled down the coast to Mackay, causing extensive flooding in many regions. Most of the damage is to roads, but many local councils are holding off on repair work because they are not sure that they'll be reimbursed under the Natural Disaster Relief and Recovery Arrangements. They're calling on the federal government to give them a guarantee, as Cathy Van Extel reports.
Queensland's local government and community recovery and resilience minister, David Crisafulli, is currently touring cyclone-impacted regions in North Queensland. He says the extent of the damage is still being assessed.
It's early days and it'd be wrong to put a figure on it at this stage because councils are still getting to areas that have been underwater.
Cooktown in the far north copped the brunt of Cyclone Ita. Cookshire Mayor Peter Scott says the clean-up is progressing well, helped along by a contingent of low-security prisoners brought in this week.
Council staff have been very busy picking up rubbish, green waste primarily, because that was the main damage with the trees and leaves and everything just got stripped by the cyclone. That is progressing very well.
Where are you now with the assessment of damage? Is that completed?
My engineer, he's in a helicopter at the moment with another chap, and they're assessing the damage to our road network, which is our main asset, of course, and our main responsibility, liability.
While much of the immediate clean-up work is covered by the disaster funding, there's a question mark about the road repairs. Margaret DeWitt, the president of the Local Government Association of Queensland, says there's a problem with the rules of the Natural Disaster Relief and Recovery Arrangements.
Some time ago, in its wisdom, the federal government decided that instead of claiming costs of using their own work crews in disaster recovery and reconstruction, that councils should tender out such projects to outside contractors. Now, in theory, that might sound fine and they were looking at competition and feeling that it would drive down prices. But when it comes to the rural and remote areas in particular, in Queensland, the sheer scale of disaster-related damage, the remoteness and the time and effort required to get contracted work crews and equipment together means that using council day labour has worked out to be the less costly option.
Following concerns about the tendering rule, in 2012 the federal government agreed to a trial of reimbursing costs of day labour, provided councils could prove this was the better value for money option. According to the Queensland Reconstruction Authority, this has led to about $90 million in savings to the state and federal governments. Recently, that trial ended, and now councils dealing with the aftermath of Cyclone Ita are once again forced to go out to tender for disaster recovery projects. The Queensland government argues it's often not practical. David Crisafulli raised the issue in a meeting with Deputy PM Warren Truss earlier this week.
You don't have multinational companies with head offices set up in small little country towns, and the ability to mobilise crews in the immediate aftermath of a disaster, no one is better placed to do that than the local council. So I understand why we should always look for every opportunity to deliver value for money, but I'm not convinced that the day labour isn't a great way of delivering that efficiency.
The state government, the Local Government Association, federal MP Warren Ench and the Cookshire Council have been lobbying the Commonwealth on this issue.
We're a very large shire, but only a very small population base, so we don't have a lot of spare money ourselves. We're restricted to doing work that we can get reimbursed for.
Cook Mayor Peter Scott says his council isn't repairing any cyclone-damaged roads because of the funding uncertainty.
We've got work that we need to do now without a guarantee that this will be eligible expenditure under that natural disaster funding and we'll get reimbursed for it. So we're having to withhold everything until we get the nod from the federal government.
So at the moment there's lobbying going on of the federal government. What are you hearing on the grapevine? Are you being told that the federal government is likely to support your case?
We got tacit approval from the Prime Minister 2.5 weeks ago. It was then going from the Prime Minister back to Minister Keenan's office. There's been a delay, and the advice is it's quite a complicated and detailed exercise. They will get me something as soon as they can.
The issue here isn't so much about the federal government coming on board, but the delay in making that decision.
Cathy, if you're in local government, you know that the devil's in the detail. unless you know what you're doing, what you can and can't do, you leave yourself wide open. So until we see that letter, we're not happy.
Councillor Scott says there's a need to fix the roads urgently because of the impact on both tourism and local residents, particularly those living in remote Indigenous communities.
Whether they're open or not will determine whether people can come up to the Cape and have holidays and go to the national parks and go fishing and what have you. We're not just talking about tourists coming up from down south. We're also talking about access for people in and out of their homes up this way. And that's for education, it's for health, it's for business, it's freight, it's all sorts of things.
It's an issue likely to be raised during the Productivity Commission's review of natural disaster funding arrangements. Although Margaret DeWitt says the problem needs to be sorted out before the next disaster season.
The final report is due to go to the government at the end of this year in December. We need this problem sorted out before then.
The Commonwealth has spent more than $12 billion on recovery projects since 2009. The Productivity Commission will look at ways to use disaster relief funding more effectively. The review comes on the back of simmering federal resentment about the amount of money directed to Queensland in recent years for disaster recovery. There's concern in Queensland the review could jeopardise the state's 25-75 split with the federal government for funding natural disaster repairs. David Crucifulli says no government in the nation's history has done more to mitigate against natural disasters than Queensland.
I'm very confident that review, if done properly, will show a huge turnaround in the past couple of years in the way that the state responds to the disaster recovery. We have seen recoveries deliver the best value for money in a generation and in the best possible timelines that we have ever seen before. If you couple that with the fact that we are embarking on a large mitigation project, if you throw into the mix the fact that we have established a betterment fund with the federal government to not just replace infrastructure at the same standard, but take it to the next level, you will see that we are doing more than any government in this nation's history to ensure that the taxpayers' bill into the future is reduced and the heartache upon our communities is mitigated as much as possible.
Queensland's local government minister, David Crucifulli, ending that report by Cathy Van Extel.